At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Great again. We're going to explore it. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. The search for a missing pregnant high school teacher from Olney is over. Police found her body yesterday, and now they've charged her boyfriend with murder.
Laura Wallen's body was found in the woods near a home in Damascus that police say was a second home for Tyler Tessier with a second woman. Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger says Wallen texted a friend when Tessier took her up there last week just before her death.
And she says, I'm not sure why we're up here, but he's taken me to this place in the middle of nowhere. Something to that effect.
Tessier also later texted a friend asking for help cleaning up a mess, according to police. He spoke at a news conference with police on Monday.
It was a calculated decision for the express purpose of hearing what he had to say.
It'll be up to the state's attorney if Tessier gets charged with murdering the unborn baby as well. At Montgomery County Police Headquarters, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can watch the news conference from Montgomery County Police on our website, WMAL.com. The new Montgomery County Mental Health Court is already at capacity and needs to be expanded, says state's attorney John McCarthy. That's the message he'll give at a news conference today.
Somewhere between one-third to half of the people that come into the criminal justice system have some active mental health issue.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy tells News Channel 8 the mental health court was created to
look for creative solutions to deal with the increasing mental health population that comes into the criminal justice system.
The court allows nonviolent defendants who suffer from mental illness to move their cases out of criminal court. The mental health court sets up supervised treatment plans instead of giving out jail time. So many people have taken advantage of the new court that the program is at capacity. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The top Democrats in Congress say they've struck a deal with President Trump over protections for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. A statement from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi says, in a meeting with Mr. Trump last night, they agreed to preserve DACA into law. Now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted later that, quote, while DACA and border security were both discussed, excluding the wall was certainly not agreed to. Criminal investigators are now looking into the death of 8 nursing home residents in Hollywood, Florida, where oppressive heat and humidity set in after Hurricane Irma knocked out their power and their air conditioning. Correspondent Elizabeth Cohen says inspection reports show that facility has had problems before.
They didn't maintain firewalls, that emergency exits were blocked, also problems with proper sanitation. And one inspection found that for the small number of patients they looked at, a medication error rate of 25.9%. All those problems weren't associated with what happened at this facility, but it does tell you something about their history.
And President Trump is set to visit Florida later today. The president of the University of Virginia says protesters who shrouded a statue of Thomas Jefferson were desecrating ground that many people consider sacred. And Teresa Sullivan says she strongly disagrees with their decision to cover the statue. The shroud has since been removed. President Trump is taking up an offer from an 11-year-old Northern Virginia boy.
The boy, known as Frank from Falls Church, wrote to President Trump saying he admires the president's business background and has started his own neighborhood lawn care business, and that it would be his, quote, honor to mow the White House lawn. So tomorrow, he'll get a chance to work with the grounds crew and help cut the rose garden grass. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the White House has told Frank the president thinks he's doing a good job. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,158, the NASDAQ at 6,460. Sports Atlanta scores 6 runs in the 7th inning to beat Max Scherzer in the Nationals. The Orioles beat Toronto for their first win in 7 games, and the Mystics take on the Lynx tonight in Game 2 of their WNBA playoff series. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 4 times a day. $4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here. $4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to ITrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 is going to be a situation where we have delays continuing to grow. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Story is this. Crash cleanup continues once you cross the 14th Street Bridge and onto the Case Bridge. The right lane remains blocked. Also to note, the ramp from Ohio Drive shut down to that freeway. You cannot access that because of this incident. Now, crews at the scene not able to give me an ETA when they can get that right lane reopened. So I'm watching that closely for you. But again, expect early delays now. Looking at these volume back near the Pentagon, across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the Case Bridge. Also heading into Bladensburg, it will be shut down for an indefinite period of time. Crews are dealing with the down pole and wires closing Route 1, Baltimore Avenue, just after 450 Annapolis Road. So everyone in that corridor will be detoured. Also, 201 Kenilworth Avenue, you won't be able to access Route 1. You'll have to continue down to inbound New York Avenue. Now, around the Beltway, just seeing some of that volume forming, just mostly topside through College Park and Silver Spring. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our rain showers are what's left over from Irma. Now remnant low coming through. Occasional showers this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a chance of showers up near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 70 in Burke, 68 in La Plata, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Schumer and Pelosi announce a deal with the president to save DACA. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:05 on Mornings on the Mall, Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. We have a lot to discuss with her regarding Trump and also Hillary, both in the news. 7:35, Matt Schlapp will be joining us at 8:05. Francesca Chambers from the Daily Mail. And at 8:35, it's Randy Adams. He was a software engineer for Steve Jobs. This is one smart guy. He is a self-driving car expert. We're going to discuss the inevitability of self-driving cars and some of the pitfalls and perks that come along with that. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning. News overnight. The President of the United States having dinner with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. What came of that? Apparently, the sides now say that there's an agreement from this, quote, very productive dinner. Here's a joint statement that's been released by Senator Schumer and Nancy and Congresswoman, sorry, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi last night. And it said the following, quote, "We had a very productive meeting at the White House with the president. The discussion focused on DACA, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. We agreed to enshrine the protections of DACA into law quickly and to work out a package of border security, excluding the wall, that's acceptable to both sides." This is a statement from the Democratic leaders of Congress with whom the president sat down last night for dinner. They are declaring that there has been an agreement reached with the president of the United States, again, to reiterate, to pass DACA into law to protect at least those 800,000 or so DACA recipients who've been in the United States to make permanent their status by way of legislation, and to bring in some basic border security measures. But again, excluding the wall. This is obviously a very interesting development, and one that has left Trump supporters totally confused in some cases, baffled, marveling at what just went down. Sam Nunberg, this is the Washington Post did a roundup of this. Sam Nunberg, a former Trump campaign advisor, said the following: "The reality is sinking in that the Trump administration is on the precipice of turning into an establishment presidency." This is a Trump. This is a Trump diehard, a guy who's, back and forth in the campaign. Steve King of Iowa responding to this: "If the Associated Press is correct, Trump base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair." This is Steve King, an immigration hawk, tweeting about this. He added, quote, "No promise is credible." Or build that wall. Laura Ingraham responding: "Exactly what Donald Trump campaigned on? Not." She later tweeted, build the wall, or maybe, not really. There's a tremendous amount going on here. You remember Steve Bannon was the one who said, if this goes the way it seems to be going, that the Republican Party could be in an all-out civil war by February, heading into 2018. And that a lot of this revolves around, what did the president promise and will he deliver? And the reason, by the way, you might be thinking to yourself, still has time. He could get a wall. And of course, he probably thinks that. But the reason, by the way, this is of such great concern is because the DACA legislation itself is something Democrats know they have to pass. They are without choice. They've got to get something done legislatively in order to make sure that their base even cares about them. So Trump promises a wall and they promise amnesties. So how do we meet in the middle, right? This is a massive piece of leverage that the president has on his desk right now on immigration. And from the perspective of people who want to see him do the right thing here, he's going to squander it. He's going to miss out on an opportunity. Now, who knows how that dinner went down? The White House is outright disputing that the wall is off the table, by the way. I should point that out. They're saying that's not quite the case. It's not off the table, the idea that it's been excluded. It was, quote, certainly not agreed to. She said earlier that the president was, quote, committed to the wall. It doesn't have to be tied to DACA, but it's important and he will get it done. Pay attention to that middle part. It doesn't have to be tied to DACA. This is what Mark Short was saying, the legislative director of the White House, earlier this week. They're giving up on using the leverage. They have the leverage. It's unbelievable. Mary, I'm flabbergasted.
Well, I'm sorry, but who looks like a genius now? Did you and I, we had this conversation and I said, you watch that. I was upset with Trump and I think we're getting a divorce. I think we're breaking up. I said, if he does not have the wall as part of it, I am done. I am done with him. This is so symbolic.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
This is so symbolic to me of his presidency, of what he promised me. He led rallies where people were shouting, build that wall. And yes, he would say, what are we going to do? Build that wall. Who's going to pay for it? He made such a big deal out of this. Now, all of a sudden, maybe it won't happen. So, this for the Democrats to not get that wall built, to take that, it's so sticks it to his supporters that, I'll burn my Trump flag and I will post pictures. I will burn that flag. I will burn the Trump flag. I don't care.
I want to jump in here, and I have to interrupt
you. Clearly tweeted because you almost just wet yourself. You're so excited.
Well, he did. How do you look at this girl? She's like, she knows everything.
He got his phone. He's like,
okay, relax. All right, this is the news. We're going to present it in a mature, sophisticated way. I'm not getting all hyperventilating over here. No, actually, I am hyperventilating.
You are.
The president of the United States literally just tweeted about this, so I'm going to share it with you. He says the following, quote, "No deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent, would be subject to vote." Mary, go ahead, call out the thing that's obvious in that tweet.
He doesn't say anything about the wall in that tweet.
He doesn't.
Nothing about the wall. But here's the thing. Here's the other part of what I was going to say. And I always know when Trump has tweeted, the president's tweeted, because Vince's eyes literally light up like a child on Christmas, which is adorable.
Here's the thing. I wonder if because Chuck and Nancy came out with this statement of, hey, we got what we want, we're not going to give the wall, which is basically what they said, that President Trump doesn't like that when people do that. He doesn't like that. And I wonder if to punish them, he will now say, you know what? No, now I want the wall. But he didn't mention anything in that tweet. You're 100% right, Vince.
Can I say something in addition to the fact that, Mr. President, thank you for listening this morning. I want to point out something here. The White House needs to get control of these statements. They need to be issuing statements that have, like, for instance, they issued a statement last night. They did issue a statement, and it says the following. President Trump had a constructive working dinner with Senate and House Minority Leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, as well as administration officials to discuss policy and legislative priorities. These topics included tax reform, border security, DACA, infrastructure, and trade. This is a positive step towards the president's strong commitment to bipartisan solutions for the issues most important to all Americans. The administration looks forward to continuing these conversations. What they didn't say was anything to take away the territory that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi took up last night, which is they reached an agreement on DACA. Reactions. Yours. Need them now. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or tweet us at WMALDC. But before we get to you, we get to traffic. It's 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, here we go. Not liking what I'm seeing here, getting into town across the 14th Street Bridge at a crawl again. Crews have been dealing with this incident for several hours. Have the left side getting by. What you see when you get there, if you're taking 395 over the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge, huge truck that's hauling concrete slabs, and now they have a large crane at the scene trying to get those slabs situated properly so that truck can move along. So there is a lot to check out. So I think that's also extending these delays. Back near the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, and it is crawling. Now, on the opposite side of the freeway, crews are responding to a crash reported on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, so please keep alert through that stretch. Also getting into town and through Bladensburg, expect this closure for a while down pole and wires closing Route 1, Baltimore Avenue. It's just off of 450 Annapolis Road, so you cannot continue there. And if you're using 201 Kenilworth Avenue and you normally merge onto Baltimore Avenue Route 1, that's not accessible either. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours, a high near 80 degrees. There's a chance of rain today at 60%. Tonight, considerable clouds this evening, some decreasing clouds late. Slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, a low of 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 83. Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, dropping the wall is something he could get a huge majority votes for in both bodies. So that's easy to drop if the king of the wall, Donald Trump, wants to drop it.
I mean, the fact is, even if you drop all of the proper nouns from this, they have also just described the fact that they are moving toward passing the first legislation of this presidency.
Yes.
No other significant legislation has passed of any kind. So if they do have an agreement to pass anything, that itself is a scoop.
Rachel Maddow. How giddy that amnesty could be first up for the Trump administration. How are you responding to all this? Of course, the president of the United States just tweeting minutes ago that, you know, that there is no deal in place and that they would need massive border security. But the words wall not appearing in any of those statements just yet. Let's go to Jacob, who's in Germantown this morning. Jacob, good morning. What do you think of the interaction the president is having with Democrats today?
Good morning. You know, Reagan made a big mistake, and it's one of the few that he did in the 80s. He gave amnesty with the promise from the Democrats that they would give border security and that this would never be asked for again. And look what happened. They got amnesty, but the Democrats never came through. They more or less laughed in Reagan's face. It's exactly what's going to happen here.
Right. All downside, no upside. Like what? So now it seems to me, and I just think that this is a massive piece of leverage. It seems like there's broad agreement. Everyone kind of wants to keep DACA recipients in the country. Okay, well then use that to your advantage. Like get something out of it. Oh, and by the way, I want to ask a simple question about the wall. Why are Democrats opposed to a wall? I mean, the underlying rationale for why anyone would be opposed to a wall, is it too much government spending? Democrats have never shown an aversion to that. What's the problem? I mean, President Trump himself doesn't even want to build a coast-to-coast wall. He knows that there are like there aren't even navigable areas of the border that don't need wall. Just the navigable portions. Put a wall up. That's his plan. Yet they're against it. On what grounds? They've never vocalized that. We should build bridges, not walls. That's a useless cliche. It doesn't mean anything. Why are you against a wall?
Well, you know, we just got a tweet that says it's time for President Trump to become an independent. And totally make the Democrat Party irrelevant. I'm Republican Party irrelevant.
Or all of them
irrelevant.
Can we go to Wade and King George next? Wade, the President of the United States having this meeting with Democrats, what do you make of it?
It's not so bad, the meeting, and I completely understand the point about Reagan. Why don't we use his business ability to string along one deal and push through all these other points that he wants, and then let the last deal fail, which was the first deal.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like
that commonly happens with large business groups.
Yeah, and it just seems like he's not. Use
that leverage, like you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he's got some broad. Maybe, you know, I came in this morning, and Mary and I were discussing this as we were setting up for the show. I was thinking, you know, maybe in his mind, he sees this leverage as not for an immigration play. His view is like, maybe I'll get the funding for the wall some way, but maybe I can use DACA as a tax reform pressure. Maybe I could use this piece of legislation in order to get some other piece of legislation passed. But so far, we have no indication that that's the case. The president, in his tweets this morning, Sarah Huckabee Sanders in her statements last night, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi in their statements last night, we hear nothing about a trade-off like that. There's no suggestion that other legislation is being influenced by this DACA play.
Tim tweeted us and says, maybe there's other leverage. We need the wall. The numbers are going up on the people who are coming back over again. Alan says, no wall funding, then no Dreamer deals.
Let's go to Debbie up next here in Calvert County. Good morning, Debbie. Your morning's on the mall.
Good morning. I am so disappointed. I'm almost in tears. I'm a staunch Trump reporter, or I was. And everything he did, everything that came out negative, I said, I don't care. I want Trump. He loves America. I'm doubting myself. We wanted immigration reform, and we wanted health care. If we don't get this immigration reform under control, we will never have control again for the average middle American. I thought that's what Trump was fighting for.
Yep.
Mr. Trump, I hope you're listening.
Thank you, Debbie.
I'm a Debbie. I feel like I've been catfished. I finally met him in person, and he's not at all what his picture looks like.
The President of the United States just tweeting again. The wall, which is already under construction in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built.
All right.
President insisting that a wall is still on the way. We'll find out what your comments are. They're on the way next. 622 now on WMIL.
Have you heard the three big lies about Medicaid? One, if you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. Two, if you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And three, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055. Or find us online at fellintonlaw.com. That's fellintonlaw.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, Proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Falls Church, that's where we have our latest crash. This update is now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. 66. Take you eastbound here inside the Beltway to Falls Church. The crash after the connector road, and they're trying to get that all contained to the shoulder. Nonetheless, though, the early slowdowns through 66 again right after you pass the connector. Let's keep alert through with that stretch. 395, this is not good. Delays now as you come off of, almost back out of Shirlington now, over the 14th Street Bridge onto Case Bridge. The change is they had to block an additional lane again. So now we have two right lanes blocked with cleanup from an earlier incident. You'll see a lot of activity in a large truck there that was hauling concrete slabs. Two lanes to the left get by this. The George Washington Parkway, if you're coming southbound, you're in delays because you need to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge, which is just crawling bumper to bumper there. Cross the westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash over to the shoulder, so that's some good news. And if you're coming from the Beltway out of Oxon Hill and going 295 northbound, crash before the Naval Research Lab. Know someone with drug or alcohol problems? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our rain showers are what's left over from Irma. Now remnant low coming through. Occasional showers this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a chance of showers up near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 627 on WMAL. I'm going to play some more. This is Rachel Maddow responding in disbelief last night as she found out what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's statement was.
This could potentially be a big deal. Now, I am disinclined to believe anything that Donald Trump says about his own future behavior or that anybody else says that Donald Trump has committed to anything about his own future behavior until I actually see the behavior.
Okay, but
if they're right, that's a big deal.
Rachel Maddow responding to all of this. I want to go to Mike in Harper's Ferry up next. Mike, what do you think? You know, the president supposedly reaching an agreement according to Democrats, but he's him saying this morning, no agreement, but we need border security.
Good morning, first of all. I'm going to try to make this pretty quick.
Please do.
So Trump is our leader in wars both foreign and domestic, and he has said a couple times that he is not going to discuss his strategies on public television or with anybody in particular until he actually acts. I think that this guy is so extremely business savvy. I've never been let down with him before. And until I actually see what he does, I'm not going to pass judgment.
All right, Mike.
I'm not a fair weather fan. I love him.
Good, Mike. All right. Appreciate that. Some hope out of Mike this morning. Optimism that Trump is playing the strategy the right way. 6:28 now on WMAL.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hillary Clinton says you don't like her because she's way too successful and a lot more nonsense than the Hillary Clinton book tour heard around the world. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It's a sad ending to the mystery of a missing pregnant high school teacher from Olney. Laura Wallen's body was found yesterday in a shallow grave in Damascus, and her boyfriend, Tyler Tessier, has now been charged with murder. Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger.
The victim's sister received texts from Ms. Wallen's phone on Monday morning, September 4th. We have determined that these texts were sent by Tyler Tessier, the suspect in this case.
Grief counselors are on hand today at Wild Lake High School in Columbia, where Wallen was a social studies teacher. The man accused in the Christmas Day murder of a well-known local actress and yoga instructor has pleaded guilty. Police say 30-year-old Duane Johnson confronted 46-year-old Tricia McCauley as she was on her way to a holiday party. Her body was later found in her own car. She had been beaten, strangled, and sexually assaulted. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say they have a deal with the president on enacting DACA into law. The deal also reportedly includes a border security package, but not a border wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders later said on Twitter that there was no agreement on excluding the border wall. Hillary Clinton blames WikiLeaks for helping her lose the election. In an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper, Clinton said,
"This was a highly sophisticated influence operation. I believe it did affect people's votes.
You think it cost you votes?
I think it cost me votes.
The fact that those emails were dumped, those emails
were well, released. And that they were weaponized."
And Clinton says it's time to abolish the Electoral College. She's currently on tour promoting her new book. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,158, the Nasdaq at 6,460. Sports sponsored by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. The Braves crushed the Nats. The O's end their six-game skid with a win over Toronto. WNBA playoffs, it's game two between the Mystics and Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win a free transit pass for a year. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number two comes from Jenny in Georgetown.
Everyone should be on a low-salt diet. It's just healthy for you. Duh.
Okay, let's shake it up. Research shows Americans, on average, already consume sodium in the safe range. Since sodium is an essential nutrient, consuming too little salt can cause problems, which is why the government should not continue plans to put all Americans on a low-salt diet.
Whoa.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am,
but anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license. Spread the word, ma'am.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Delays on 395 continue to grow, but the latest change now as you cross the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge, it's back down to just one right lane block. But that is a changing situation as crews continue to deal with a truck that's hauling these large concrete slabs that hit an overhead, and they're now trying to rearrange these slabs to make it safe and get that out of there. Delays out of Shirley. So 395 commuters, you need to plan for this. Looks like it's going to be this way for a while. On 295, if you're thinking, oh, I'll cross the Wilson Bridge and take 295 into town that way to the freeway. Crash reported before you get to the Naval Research Lab. The westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash was cleared out of the traveling. So you can see we're busy there too. So get up and get going. Take that second cup of coffee to go. 66 through Falls Church, heavy as you pass the connector road up towards Sycamore Street. But it looks like they've cleared that crash. It was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day four of the morning commute. Most of our rainfall scoots out as we head on through the afternoon. Rain showers coming through. This is what's left of Irma. Leftover low pressure comes through. Cloudy for the afternoon and mild but near average 80 degrees. Tonight 66, maybe a shower early. Tomorrow sunshine. A passing shower is possible with a few clouds, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 66 in Herndon, 66 in Kensington, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105. 9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Joining us at 7:05 on Mornings on the Mall is Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. Trump news, Hillary news, she's got it all. 7:35, it is Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. At 8:05, Francesca Chambers from the Daily Mail. We'll find out what's going on in the White House. Also, President Trump is heading to Florida today. And at 8:35, Randy Adams, he was a software engineer for Steve Jobs. So one smart guy, he is now a self-driving car expert. And we'll talk to him about the pitfalls and the perks of self-driving vehicles. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise.
Good morning. Hillary Clinton continues her book tour. That means we have plenty of great audio clips for you this morning. Mary, I'm gonna deliver this one first to you. You're probably thinking to yourself, so what does she think of Bernie Sanders and, like, you know, and how supportive he was of her? Like, how he ran against her and then finally at the Democratic National Convention was, like, telling his supporters, I back her now. He campaigned for her. I mean, that was awfully nice of him. How does she think he did?
You know, by March or April, I had an insurmountable lead. Mm-hmm. I ended up winning by 4 million votes. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to lose because I lost in 2008 to President Obama. As soon as I lost, I turned around, I endorsed him.
Yeah.
I worked hard for him.
Right.
I was arguing with my supporters at the Denver convention in 2008 about why they had to quit complaining that I didn't win and get out and support Barack Obama. And I didn't get that respect from him and his supporters.
She didn't get respect from Bernie Sanders supporters? As I recall, and I was at the Democratic National Convention, the Sanders supporters who were fierce, by the way, were many of which still wanted Sanders to be the guy. Sanders got up and he endorsed her. He gave her, in fact, however they do the state votes, he announced Vermont's support for Hillary Clinton. Remember, he gets up to the microphone. This is, like, he fell in line. And she's not satisfied by that.
Did Bernie Sanders fall on the sword when she, and not even question her winning six coin tosses in a row that gave her delegates? No, he didn't. Did Bernie Sanders not question when all of the DNC delegates went automatically to her without even a thought to him?
Look.
Did Bernie Sanders question, did he say a word when it came out that she was given some of the debate questions ahead of time before the town halls with him? No. Bernie quietly retreated to his brand new, $500,000 home on Lake Champlain in Vermont and ate his pride in his new living room.
Look, socialism means that all of us get to be president. So basically, if Hillary gets to be president, I'm president. We're all president. Everyone is president. But that didn't happen, even though he endorsed her. So let's continue on the Hillary Clinton tour de view. The audio we just heard was her from The View yesterday. She also talked about how Sarah Huckabee Sanders referred to her book tour as sad.
Press Secretary, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said yesterday that it's sad that the last chapter of your public life is now going to be defined by propping up book sales with false and reckless attacks. She also said that you ran one of the most negative campaigns
in
history. What is your response to that?
You know, I honestly don't pay much attention to what she says.
Shade girl.
Yay.
I don't pay much attention to what the White House press secretary says. Really? You don't pay attention to that? She also sat for an extensive interview with Vox's Ezra Klein, and you're going to love this criticism. This is her commenting on how the press, look, it's just impossible for a Democratic message to break through the press.
Is it possible to be too realistic about the forces arrayed against change, about the institutional constraints of the American political system, so realistic that you miss openings, so realistic that it is hard to inspire people.
Were you just too real, Hillary?
It actually begins driving the outcomes themselves.
What an insufferable question.
I think this is the critique of this kind of politics.
Yes. No, I think it's a fair critique. I understand that critique.
She was too authentic.
But I don't think the press did their job in this election, with very few exceptions. So the hard questions about what was real and what was realistic and what could happen with the right kind of election outcome were never really joined.
What?
Well, I mean, the press clearly didn't do their job, because if they had done their job, she would have won. So it's clearly they didn't do their job. You know, the problem is, though, with Hillary, this question here with Ezra Klein, she's apparently just too woke. That's the problem. If she wasn't so woke, then, you know, she would have been able to see these other.
All right, talking more about conservative media. Listen to this.
The other side has dedicated propaganda channels. That's what I call Fox News.
Right.
It has outlets like Breitbart and, you know, crazy InfoWars and things like that. In this particular election, it was aided and abetted by the Russians and the role that Facebook and other platforms played. We are late to that. You know, we did not understand how a reality TV campaign would so dominate the media environment. And I confess, I was trying to do everything I could to build on the success of President Obama's campaign. I had a lot of people you guys know involved in the campaign. We were really proud of it, but boy, it was tough to break through.
If only the entire media establishment, Hollywood and Saturday Night Live, was supporting Hillary Clinton, she would have been elected. Oh, wait, they were all doing that, Hillary. More from the former First Lady when we return 6:43 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. We have five seminars in Maryland and Virginia, September 12th through the 16th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Main story right now, trying to get into town over the 14th Street Bridge, jams 395. So get ready if this is your trip here out of Landmark. So it's a solid lineup across the 14th Street Bridge. Crews are still dealing with this large truck that was hauling these concrete slabs that hit an overhead and clearing the debris. So a lot going on. Back to just the one right lane blocked again as you cross the 14th Street Bridge and onto the Case Bridge, but a lot going on there. George Washington Parkway commuters, you're jammed trying to merge up on to that 14th Street Bridge back up. And then the westbound freeway, checking out the activity and an earlier crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel slows you through there as well. Oh boy, that's a lot to take in. So plan for extra time, obviously. The goal is to try to get everything to the right shoulder as soon as they can maneuver those slabs. Onto the Wilson Bridge, your backups before St. Barnabas Road. Not seeing much of any backups out of Virginia. And then for 295, stop and go up toward the Naval Research Lab. If there had been a crash along the way, DDOT crews tell me lanes are now open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp for the morning commute. Most of our rainfall scoots out as we head on through the afternoon. Rain showers coming through. This is what's left of Irma. Leftover low pressure comes through. Cloudy for the afternoon and mild, but near average, 80 degrees. Tonight, 66, maybe a shower early. Tomorrow, sunshine. A passing shower is possible with a few clouds, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Highbridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, September 18th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Viewers, I think, are looking at this book and they're saying this is a frank assessment and this is a much needed discussion of the 2016 election. Foes of yours are probably saying, oh, here she goes. She's pointing fingers. She's whining. There is a lot of criticism in this book and effort of full disclosure. You criticize me pretty soundly in a few pages of this book. When it comes to the self-inflicted wounds, when you look at the list of them, and you go through them in the book, did you make enough mistakes yourself to lose the election without any of the other things you talk about?
Whoa! Okay, so Matt Lauer wants the real answer here. You've blamed 47 different things by this point, but none of them are you. So do you blame yourself, Ms. Clinton?
Well, I will say no, Matt. I don't think that will surprise you. But, you know, also, this book has a lot of behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to run for president, particularly, again, as a woman. So it's not all the sad side or the disappointment that obviously came because we lost, and especially somewhat bitterly because we won the popular vote so significantly.
Okay, so she says, no, I don't blame anybody. I don't blame myself at all for this. And really, the key here is I'm a woman, and that's really the central issue to all of this.
She really, really, really pounded on, you know, bias against women. Listen, do I think that female politicians are held to a different standard than male politicians? Absolutely. I do, but I don't think that's the only reason she lost. Did it play into it for some things? Maybe. But she was a bad candidate. If she were a better candidate, then maybe I could listen to that. But she was a bad candidate. Well, between that and blaming the media and blaming the Russians, pick one horse and ride it. You can't ride them all.
Well, here's her riding that woman train still. Listen to this.
When a man is professionally successful, he is seen as more likable. As a woman becomes more professionally successful, she is seen as less likable. As you point out, when a woman advocates for someone else, in my position as Secretary of State, for my country, for the president I was serving, you know, people can really like you, like the job you're doing. I'm the exact same person. And then all of a sudden, I step into the arena.
Successful women are unlikable? Has she met Beyonce? I think she has.
Oh, good point.
650 on WMAL.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the D.C. Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex Fiberglass Windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent-a-state advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a rent-a-state advisor right now.
6:53, let's find out how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. Futures are lower, and Wall Street could start the day in the red this morning after stocks closed at a record high again yesterday. Markets in Europe and Asia are trading lower at the moment. Keep your eye on the price at the pump. Oil prices rose to a five-week high yesterday. Crude oil is ticking yet higher this morning. President Trump heads to Florida today to check on Hurricane Irma damage. About half of all South Florida's citrus crop was lost. Now delayed, Tesla will unveil its Tesla semi-electric truck on October 26th. CEO Elon Musk tweeted that this battery-powered beast is really worth seeing in person. Good luck getting in touch with Equifax to freeze your credit. They've been inundated. Or rivals Experian or TransUnion. Your best bet is to do it online. All have been contacted by outraged consumers after the Equifax breach that exposed the personal information of nearly half of all Americans. Equifax CEO will testify before Congress next month. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 630 AM WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Beltway, we're getting busy. One of our latest problems in Annandale. Inner loop, as you come up to 236, the Little River Turnpike. That's where we have the crash. Looks like the left lane is what remains blocked. VDOT crews are there, and they've coned off that left lane for everyone's safety, waiting for a couple tow trucks to arrive. Inner loop near 236. Now, the Beltway, Maryland, south of 214, Central Avenue. We're bunching up in each direction. Looks like incident activity along that stretch, but I don't have any confirmation of lanes that are blocked. Again, this will be Beltway slows each way south of 214 Central Avenue. Major problems continue to get into town. Looks like they have the lanes reopened, but a lot of activity. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge into the Case Bridge. You see this to the right shoulder now. However, the exit from Ohio Drive to the freeway still remains blocked. 295, thinking of using that as an option. A lot of people have. That's slow from the Beltway, and that takes you up to either the Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge crossing. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather is continuing to scoot on through. These showers associated with low pressure that was once Hurricane Irma. So we're getting a little taste of it. Scattered areas of rain showers this morning. Still a slight chance of showers this afternoon up near 80. And that shower threat through early tonight, 66. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, maybe some clouds. Just a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL.
Little Katie, she's back there. What a lie it was. Third-rate reporter. Remember that, third-rate.
But actually, Katie Turr, what happened? She was so great. I just saw her back there. I gave her a big kiss.
Really?
It was fantastic.
Okay.
I just gave her a big kiss. It was fantastic. This is the President of the United States, of course, speaking. That was a montage of him talking about Katie Turr. Hillary Clinton's book has stomped all over Katie Turr's book because it came out on the same day. But her new book is called Unbelievable, My Front Row Seat to the Craziest Campaign in American History. She's an MSNBC correspondent tasked with following the president around. And she describes that kiss, by the way. This is Trump, like, I guess before he went on Morning Joe. He sees her in the green room and he kisses her on the cheek. And she says the following. In her book, she writes, "Before I know what's happening, his hands are on my shoulders, and his lips are on my cheek. My eyes widen. My body freezes. My heart stops. Expletive. I hope the cameras didn't see that. My bosses are never going to take me seriously. I didn't have time to duck. That was Katie Turr responding to the kiss of the century. Apparently, Donald Trump gave an old world cheek kiss to Katie Turr.
Donald Trump walks in and he barrels in, and the first thing he sees is me standing off to the side, and he comes right up to me and he kisses me on the cheek, just puts his hands on my shoulders and pulls me in. Before I could do anything, I was powerless. I just stood there frozen, thinking, oh my God, what is this man doing? He's not my friend. He's not my business partner. He's not a social acquaintance. He's not a family member of mine. This is somebody I am covering. This is a presidential candidate. I am the reporter assigned to this beat. That is just it crosses a huge line. It's so unprofessional and so inappropriate given the circumstances.
That sounds like kind of subjective analysis.
You think so? Isn't this entire book just her opinion? This is not actual reporting. This is just her opinion. I just find it hilarious how just merely someone with whom they disagree touches your shoulder, greets you, and leans and kisses you on the cheek. It's life-altering for them. It is inducing panic.
I just love Trump being like, it was so great, that kiss on the cheek. Well, how wonderful. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner will be joining us. There is a lot to talk about with her. We've got DACA, Hillary news, Trump news, full plate.
And Sean Spicer has been seen in public. We have all that coming up. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.